Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Former Tar Heel Adam Greenberg provides a feel-good story, and boy, do we ever need one. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Maybe there will be no new revelation today on the Carolina athletic situation, so we can all have a feel-good moment for the one-time UNC baseball player named Adam Greenberg, the 2000 ACC Rookie of the Year, who completed his sad, tragic, and triumphant saga Tuesday night in Miami. After playing for the Tar Heels before they began going to College World Series, Greenberg was drafted by the Chicago Cubs in 2002 and spent more than two seasons in the minors before getting his chance with the big club. In his first at bat for the Cubbies, in fact on the very first pitch from Florida Marlins flamethrower Valeria De Los Santos, Greenberg was hit in the back of the head. He left the game and the major leagues with a severe concussion and recurring headaches, vertigo, and sight problems. When most of that cleared up, Greenberg began his long journey back to professional baseball, playing in Bush League outposts for the love of the game more than the realistic chance of getting back to the bigs. At one such stop, he even got a single off De Los Santos in a little bit of Gallo's gotcha. But the former Tar Heel would never be the player he once was, and at 31, he seemed to know it. That's where movie producer Matt Liston came along and fell in love with Greenberg's story. He decided to make a movie about it and thought the perfect ending would be for his main character to get one more at-bat in the majors. After contacting several teams, the Miami Marlins agreed to sign Greenberg to a one-day contract and give him one bat in the second-to-last game of the season. Tuesday night, in front of a big house in Miami, Greenberg stepped to the plate against the New York Mets and Cy Young candidate R.A. Dickey. He took Dickey's first knuckleball for a strike and then swung and missed at the next two. Never has a batter who struck out received such an ovation that had begun when his name was announced. Going back to the dugout, Greenberg received high fives and hugs from teammates and Marlins officials. So the heartwarming Adam Greenberg odyssey is ended. Can't wait to see the movie. This is Archansky. See ya.